looking like he needed some help, and anyway, I never cared much for railroad men in general, or for brakemen in particular. I don't know if you noticed this, but they are a rough-talking, rough-acting crowd. They always seem to herd up together. One of them will start something, then the next one thinks he's got to top that, and you never know where they'll end up. Loud bunch, too, braggers. Even though, or maybe because, they got so little to brag about. Well, anyways, a bunch of them was gathered around this skinny fella and giving him the hoorah, making fun of his kit, which looked to be taking up two whole baggage carts all by itself, and poking some fun at him, too. Now, I gotta admit that the man was dressed odd. From top to bottom, he looked different. Up top, he had on this silly-looking hard hat that had like a dome with narrow brims on the sides and longer bills front and rear. Then he had on a tweed coat. It had been patched at the elbows with scraps of leather, and a wide-collared shirt. No necktie. Instead, he was wearing a silly-looking kerchief of some sort right in front of his throat. It looked at first glance like a bandage, but it wasn't. His breeches was just as odd. Light brown and nice enough made, but real funny shaped. They were wide below the pockets, but from the knees down was fitted as close as a spare layer of skin. Heck of a strange way to cut a pair of pants. But it let him get his boots over the bottoms of them easy. So maybe there was something to the idea. I got to say, that man had a nice pair of boots, tall and black and shiny new, even if the heels was low-like for walking and the toes round. I did admire those boots. The man himself, like I said, was on the skinny side, although taller than I'd first thought. Almost tall as me, and I'm something over 6 foot myself. He sure was skinny, though. Not much bigger round than the cane he was a-carrying, which, combined with how thin he was, made me think he'd been sick and come out here to get over the consumption or whatever. Be that as it may, he must have been outdoors some in the recent past because he was tanned in the face and just a bit freckled, too. His hair was kind of blonde with now and then a hint of red in it, and he had this little bitty mustache so pale you couldn't hardly see it, not much thicker than a lead pencil. His eyes, which I couldn't see until later, you understand, but I'll mention them while I'm on the subject, was pale, too, to the point where you had trouble trying to decide if they were blue or gray. I finally settled on blue, but the truth was that they were so pale it didn't hardly make any difference what you wanted to call them. Anyway, here was this quiet, inoffensive-looking little fella who was probably an invalid getting a ragging from a bunch of damned railroad brakemen whose manners had got run over on the rail somewhere between Omaha and Salt Lake City. They was a-poking fun at the way he was dressed, which I got to admit was funny, except you don't say that to an invalid's face, and at the amount of gear he was traveling with and such like. Rude is what they were. Well, I hadn't anything better to do, all the young ladies already being long gone since off the eastbound and no more trains scheduled through for a while. Anyway, I never been so fond of brakemen. So I stood and tipped my hat back where it belonged and sidled over to join the crowd. I stopped there beside them and pretended to yawn and stretched my bones some, which is a kind of polite way of showing them something without bragging about it. You see, I'm not exactly what you'd call a little fella myself. I mean, I don't want to take on too big about it or nothing, but simple fact is I've never needed help to wrestle down a feisty long yearling steer. Most fellas that aren't so far riled that they lose their good sense, they tend to hush up when I tell them that I want them to, if you get what I mean. So I stretched and yawned and gave those brakemen an eye. They all settled down right.